as pork producers and farmers, we're used to a lot of price fluctuations in the market, and the futures will vary quite a lot, and depends on, a lot of times it's just emotion.
That's Todd Ballard, the owner of Ballard Hog Farm in Benson, Utah.
If it turns into several months of tariffs and it goes on quite a while, then yeah, there will be some producers that'll be impacted because it's, you know, it's their livelihood and the prices will come down a little bit. Overall, it'll work itself out.
Ballard says when countries go through tariff disputes, agriculture is one of the industries that are attacked first.
And you have countries kind of battling against each other. What a lowly little pig farmer in Utah is going to do is not going to make much difference, you know what I mean? So we just do the best thing we can. We try to produce really good product.
Those really good products are gaining popularity in other countries, according to Luann Adams, the commissioner of the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food.
You know, there's a lot of countries opening up. I was at Vietnam 2 years ago. They're just at ground floor. I think the opportunities for us are tremendous. We're putting a lot of emphasis right now on our international trade, and they're learning how good American meats are, our beef, our pork. You know, our animals are just superior, and of course they taste better.
Adams says she is working with farmers and lawmakers to export Utah's products around the world.
We're going to more trade shows around the world. This last one, we went to Mexico. We took Farm Bureau and some of our farmers with us. So we're actually trying to get people out on the ground.
Utah's agriculture sector contributes more than $21.2 billion annually in sales to the state. Scientists, processors, shippers, truckers, and retailers who work with agriculture products, along with farmers and ranchers, have a combined income of $3.5 billion annually across the state. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.